The special favor of Allah, friends of Allah, the special favor of Allah, friends of Allah.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Dear Islamic Brethren and viewers of Madani Channel, once again we say marhaba, welcome to our silsila, the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. And inshallah, as usual, today we'll be discussing also about the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla. But the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla in conjunction with Khawf-e Khuda. That means the friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla and their fear for Allah Azza wa Jalla, Khawf-e Khuda. Inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala. We will cover some points, inshallah. But first and foremost, let us hear a beautiful hadith mubarakah in which mine and yours and the universal blessed Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned that niyatul mu'mini خَيْرُ مِنْ أَمَلِهِ Intention of a believer is better than his action. Views of Madani Channel, let us make some good intention. Inshallah, I'm making intention, you make intention, that whatever we are going to do, inshallah, is for the sole pleasure of Allah. Whatever we learn, inshallah, tabarakatuhu, we try to be practical upon it and try to pass this message on to all fellow Muslims, inshallah. Alhamdulillah, for the recitation of durood and salawat upon the beloved Rasul, alayhi salatu wasalam, there are many benefits. Mine and yours, and the universal beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, if a person has any difficulties, any problems, recite durood, salawat upon me in large numbers. Inshallah tabarakuta, with the barakah of that durood, that salawat inshallah azza wa jalla, all our parishani, all our difficulties, all our problems will be solved inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad salatum wa salamun alayka ya sayyidi ya Rasulullah. وَعَلَىٰ أَلِكَ وَأَصْحَابِكَ يَا حَبِيبَ اللَّهِ The friends of Allah Azza wa Jalla and they khawf-e khuda. The fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. Khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala is an incredible source of performing acts of worship and remaining from forbidden things. It always stops you. Fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala stops you. It's a roadblock. Whenever you want to do something, whenever you want to commit some guna, whenever you want to commit some sin, you want to do something wrong. Shaitan, he encourages you. He makes your mind, he tickles your mind that you have to do this. And when you're thinking about it, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, it stops you. It makes a roadblock for you. You cannot move forward. Allahu Akbar. One can judge its significance. From the blessed saying of the beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said that the khawf-e khuda is the source of wisdom. Remember, khawf-e khuda, or the fear generally, it implies the state of the heart which is a reaction of any unpleasant act. Such, for example, a person has a fear of being hit by a knife while cutting a fruit, example. Whereas the khawf-e khuda, fear of Allah azza wa jal, Allahu Akbar, means one gets into a deep fear, in a deep thought, subconscious mind, everything is there. He thinks about the divine punishment of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. He thinks about the displeasure of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He thinks about the divine retribution of Allah Azza wa Jalla. He thinks about the self-sufficiency and the independences of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. So everything he thinks about Allah Azza wa Jalla, immediately he gets a khawf, a fear. Oh man, Allah is watching you. You ever come across that? Yes, my dear son. That is the inner depth of wisdom. Inner depth of hikmah. That is your inner depth of the khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. You know, our beloved Shaykh-e Tariqat, Amir al-Sunnat, Allah grant him a long life and good health. MashaAllah, he wrote a beautiful booklet, The Bridge of Sirat. All of us have come across this booklet where Shaykh al-Tariqat Amir al-Sunnat, he quotes a narration about it, about the slave girl of Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala. He says that one day, from this narration, I want you to understand the khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, when it comes to the awliya ikram, the status of the fear of Allah azza wa jalla is unbelievable, my dear stumbled. Human mind cannot comprehend the khawf-e khuda of the pious ancestors, the awliya come. As I said, Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, once his slave girl came to him and said, Ya Sayyidi, I had a dream. I had a dream, the hellfire was blazed up and the bridge of Sirat was placed on top of it. All the khalifas were brought forward. First, she says, Abdul Malik bin Marwan was ordered to cross the bridge of Sirat. He climbed onto the bridge of Sirat. But alas, he fell into the hellfire. And then his son Walid bin Abdul Malik, he was also brought to the bridge of Sirat. But Ya Sayyidi, he also fell into the hellfire. Thirdly, Sulaiman bin Abdul Malik, he was brought like the previous khalifas. And he also fell into the hellfire. Finally, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, finally, Ya Sayyidi, you were also called forward. As soon as Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala, heard this one sentence, just this one sentence that, Ya Sayyidi, you were also called forward. As soon as he heard this, he started to scream out, shout out. He started to scream out fiercely and immediately collapsed. The slave girl said, Ya Sayyidi, wait, not you, not you. She went on to say that, Ya Sayyidi, please listen carefully. By Allah, I saw you successfully cross the bridge of Sirat. But Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, already by that time, he had fallen unconscious due to the khawf-e khuda and the fear of the bridge of Sirat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala have mercy upon him. And may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala forgive us without, for their sake, without accountability, inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. My dear Islam brethren, you think for a moment, this is the fear of khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, of this great and pious saint of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. My dear Islam brethren, viewers of Madani Channel, what about us? Do we have any fear? Are we only fearing the dunya? We only fearing what is in the dunya? We are sitting. My dear Islam brethren, viewers of Madani Channel, yes, I know that we are fearing. But where is the balance of our fear? Allahu Akbar. Mine and yours and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned in a beautiful hadith of Mubarakah. Hazrat Sayyidina Ka'ab al-Akhbar radiallahu ta'ala narrates that mine and yours and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said that Allah tabaraka ta'ala created a palace in Jannat. Allahu Akbar. A palace in Jannat made of green pearls. And subhanAllah azza wa jalla, it has 70,000 houses in it, in this palace. In each house there is 70,000 rooms. And he said, Ya beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam said, only that person will enter that palace. Allahu Akbar. He had the opportunity to do haram. But because of khawf-e khuda, the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, he left the haram and he went towards halal. Madhya Islam al-Muzah Madhya Channel. SubhanAllah azza wa jalla. Palaces in Jannat. For who? For those person and personalities who have the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, who has the khawf-e khuda. Allahu Akbar. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us this palace in Jannat. May Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us khawf-e khuda. There's another beautiful narration in which mine and yours and the blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam is mentioned. The one who has the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala makes it such that all the creations of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala fear him. The one who has fear of Allah azza wa jal, all the creations of Allah tabarak fear him. And the one who does not have the fear of Allah azza wa jal, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala instills the fear of all the creations within his heart. That means you fear everything other than Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Doesn't it happen, viewers of Madani Channel? When we are seated at home, all of a sudden we hear a sound on the window, all of a sudden we hear a noise on the roof, we hear the cat is making a noise, we hear the dogs barking outside, who is there? We start opening up the curtains, what is happening? Press the panic alarm, call the police department, you have the fear, something is happening, do something, you have a fear. That is the creation of all the fears of the dunya and the heart. That is us, viewers of Madani Channel, because why? We have instilled so much the love of dunya that we have no fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala anymore. May Allah tabarak make it such that inshallah azza wa jalla, Allah tabarak to create the fear within our hearts inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala. There is another beautiful narration, a thought-provoking narration. All our pious ancestors, all our awliya Allah, they give us always thought-provoking narrations that make us understand what is the fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Sayyidina Yazid Rakashi, rahmatullahi alayhi, once he went to Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi alayhi. And Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, humbly said to him, Ya Sayyidi, give me some advice. So he, rahmatullahi, said, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, remember, you are not the first Khalifa who is going to die. You are not the first Khalifa who is going to die. All the Khalifa before you have been overtaken by death. Listening to this, Hazrat Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, immediately went into tears. He was shocked, he was perturbed. He said, give me more advice. He said, yes, Ya Amir al-Mu'mineen, O the leader of the believers, from Sayyidina Adam alayhi salatu salam to you, all of your ancestors have passed away. All have died. After having listened to this, he even wept even more. Allahu Akbar, the leader of the believers. Tell me something more. Sayyidina Yazid Raqashi, rahmatullahi alayhi, said, Ya Sayyidi, between you and Jannah and hell, there is no destination. You will either be thrown into Jahannam or you'll be thrown into Jannah. When Sayyidina Umar bin Abdul Aziz, rahmatullahi, heard this, my dear Islam Abuse Madani channel, immediately he fell unconscious. You think about the leader of the believers. Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, our pious ancestors, the awliya ikram, buzugan ad-din, how they feared Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, subhanallah Azza wa Jalla, how much khawf e khuda, how much of fear of Allah they had in comparison to us, my dear Islam. We are also believers, they are also believers, but look at their status of the awliya Allah. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us pious, inshallah Azza wa Jal, and may Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala grant us khawf e khuda. Even during the reign of Hazrat Sayyidina Umar, radiallahu ta'ala, a young worshipper, a young person lived. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala would express his amazement towards his acts of worshipping and devotion. This young man, after performing Isha Salah, he would go to his elderly father for taking care of him. On his way, a beautiful woman would call towards her and would incite, but this young man, lowering his gaze, would pass there without paying any attention, subhanallah azza wa jal. After all, badly seduced by shaitan and the charms of the moon, one day the young man followed her with evil intentions. And when he reached the door and he remembered, my Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala is watching me, he was deeply overwhelmed by the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, that subhanallah azza wa jal, he lost consciousness and he fell to the ground. When he could not reach home after a long time, his elderly father reached and started searching all around and brought him back to his home with the help of the people. Upon regaining consciousness, the blessed father inquired to him about his faintness. What happened to you? The young man related the whole story. And when he mentioned that of his khawf e khuda, his fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, he again was overcome by dear fear and he fell unconscious again. And this time he let out a scream and he died. And he was given the ritual bath and a kafan the same night. Views of Madani channel, when these person and personalities, when they think about Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, when they think about the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, Allahu Akbar, they inner self, something happens within themselves that subhanallah azza wa jalla, it shakes up their whole mind, their whole heart, their whole nafs, and it makes them think about the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Hazrat Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, she inquired in the court of Allah's beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, is there anyone that will enter Jannah without questioning? Views of Madani channel, listen very carefully. Is there anyone who will enter Jannah without questioning? Mine and yours and the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned, yes, the one who remembers his sins, the one who remembers his sins and he sheds tears for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. The one who remembers his sins and he sheds tears for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Views of Madani channel, that is a good news. A khush khabari. That mashallah azza wa jalla, we are being informed about the good news that the one who sheds tears for the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala and he remembers his sins, his guna, subhanallah azza wa jalla, he will definitely enter Jannah without questioning. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam, views of Madani channel. In the Madani Mahal of Dawat Islami, mashallah azza wa jalla, you always see and we always hear those type of narrations, those type of ijtima'at where they are motivating Islamic brothers, Islamic sisters, subhanallah azza wa jalla, to come towards khawf e khuda, to have more thoughts about khawf e khuda, to have the fear of Allah azza wa jalla. And subhanallah azza wa jalla, is so much so that even if we see our Shaykh Tariqat Amir Ahl Sunnat Allahu Akbar, when he goes into the state of khawf e khuda, fear of Allah azza wa jalla, how much he cries for the fear of Allah azza wa jalla, how much he cries for the love of the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam. He has an inner pain that's created within himself, that has been instilled in the inner depth of his heart. And subhanAllah azza wa jal, when Amir al-Sunnat, when he expresses his pain, Allahu Akbar, even the Ashikan Rasul, the lovers of the beloved Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, some of us are lucky that we get that same pain instilled within our hearts. May Allah Ta'ala grant us all the fear of Allah Ta'ala, inshaAllah. Hazrat Sayyidina Anas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he once said that the beloved and blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he asked, Ya Jibreel, I've never seen you smile. A leader of the angels, Hazrat Sayyidina Jibreel, you never smiled. Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned that Ya Rasulullah Azza wa Jalla wa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, the day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Jahannam, the day Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala created Jahannam, Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam says, I did not smile from that time. Views of Madani channel. We are talking about the leader of the angels. SubhanAllah Azza wa Jalla. Even they are not smiling because of the khawf e khuda, the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla, the fear of Jahannam. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala instill in us, inshaAllah Azza wa Jalla, the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The Islamic Reviews of Madani channel. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, we have covered many points, we have discussed many Madani pools about the fear of Allah Azza wa Jalla. The Islamic brethren and viewers of Madani channel, the stones are fearing Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. The mountains are fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The only Allah, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they have fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Everything is fearing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fearing Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. The angels, Jibreel alayhi salatu wa salam, is having khawf e khuda. Only Allah got khawf e khuda. Sahaba ikram alayhi ridwan have khawf e khuda. Tabaeen have khawf e khuda. Tabaeen have khawf e khuda. Everything is having khawf e khuda. Fear of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. My dear friend, what about us? Views of Madni channel. Why don't we have the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala? We have to understand that we are not successful without the fear of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Remember something, we need fear of Allah to pass this dunya, to get to do good deeds. So views the Madani channel, start to think about good deeds. Plan yourself. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Mas'ud radiallahu ta'ala says, it's astonishing as to why a person laughs whereas the Halfa is behind him. And it's also strange as to why a person gets happy whereas death is behind him. How much we laugh. Hazrat Sayyidina Hassan Basri rahmatullahi ta'ala, he also saw a person laughing. He asked, oh young man, you are laughing? Have you crossed the bridge of Sirat? He replied in the negative. Then he asked, do you know whether you will go to Jannah or Jahannam? He replied, no. Then he rahmatullahi ta'ala said, then why are you laughing? In other words, you are laughing despite the fact that you have to confront extreme difficulties and you are unaware of the final destination either. From this time on, the young man became serious and was never ever seen laughing again. Views of Madani channel, subhanAllah azza wa jalla, so many beautiful narrations we have discussed about our pious ancestors, Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, our awliya ikram, mashallah azza wa jalla, about how they lived their life of with khawf e khuda and how much advices they have given us and how much methodology they have given us for this pathway to build up the fear of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, my dear Islam and views of Madani channel. In Dawat Islami, alhamdulillah, we also provide you many solutions. Alhamdulillah azza wa jalla, in our Madani all, mashallah azza wa jalla, people come from all types of backgrounds. Believe it, from all types of backgrounds. Very sinful, very terrible backgrounds. They come into the Madani Mahal and subhanAllah azza wa jal, we calling it in our terminology, Madani Revolution. Really, lives are changing. Unbelievable lives are changing. Amazing stuff is happening. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in Madani Mahal, people come and people change their lives, mashallah azza wa jal. They start attending the weekly programs of Dawat Islami. They keep attached to Madani Mahal and mashallah azza wa jal, a best way to build up the fear of Allah azza wa jal, to build up that mindset for the qabr and thereafter, is to come into the Madani Mahal and attend the weekly ijtimaat of Dawat Islami. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, in Dawat Islami, too much thought-provoking bayans. Yes, thought-provoking bayans that builds up the love of Allah azza wa jal, his beloved Rasul alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam. It builds up khawf e khuda, the fear of Allah azza wa jal, and subhanAllah azza wa jal, a person travels in the Madani kafila. Alhamdulillah azza wa jal, it becomes paaband. with following the sunnah of the Blessed Rasul alayhi salatu wasalam, he becomes paband with reciting of Quran, mashallah. In that Madani kafira, mashallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, they start to perform 5-time namaz in jamaat with takbir-e-ula. Not only that, alhamdulillah, azawajal, they get up with tahajjud, they perform the ishraq, jaas, abwabin, tahiyatul wudu, tahiyatul masjid, mashallah, azawajal. They learn so many beautiful things, they cover up many faraid acts. So many tools Dawud Islami offers us. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, this blessed and beautiful movement, mashallah, azawajal, is now working in 104 departments. Alhamdulillah, azawajal, in 104 departments, we have something for you that will fit your cap. Yes, alhamdulillah, azawajal, we have something that will be easier for you. So, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, Dawud Islami offers you all the solutions. So, attend the Madani Mall of Dawud Islami, mashallah, azawajal, if you want, alhamdulillah, azawajal, in your local masajid, wherever you are throughout the world, we heard from many of Muballighin, the Dawud Islami's message has now reached 200 countries throughout the world. Why not we go to the Madani Markaz of Dawud Islami, inshallah, tabarak wa ta'ala, try to get involved with the Madrasatul Madina Balighan, Islamic Sisters Balighat, and Madrasatul Madina, and try to learn our basics of Quran, and our basics of namaz, ghusl, wudu, tayammum, etc., inshallah, tabarak. And if you don't have a Madani Markaz near you, then very simple. You go to www.dawudislami.net. And inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, you register online, and inshallah tabarak wa ta'ala, our Qari Sahib inshallah will contact with you, and inshallah azawajal, you'll be able to get your course completed online. How beautiful Dawud Islami has made it for us. How easy, by the just pressing a button, you just press a button, and subhanallah azawajal, you get connected to Dawud Islami, and inshallah azawajal, you get the knowledge of Deen. So alhamdulillah azawajal, keep watching our silsila, the friends of Allah Azzawajal, and inshallah Azzawajal, we hope to see you in the next silsila, inshallah Azzawajal. Allah karam, aisa kare tujh pe jahan mein, ay Dawud Islami, teri doom machi ho, ameen, bijahin abil ameen, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad.
The special favor of Allah.